This episode of the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible is brought to you in part by Webb's Easy Bible Names Pronunciation Guide at easybiblenamesguide.com. Hello there, and welcome to a new week of the new LifeSpring Family Audio Bible. This is episode 605, and I'm Steve Webb, your host. If this is your first time here, welcome. If you've been here before, welcome back. This is the podcast that helps you achieve consistency in reading the Bible. Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we read the Old Testament, and every Tuesday and Thursday, we read the New Testament. Today, our reading is Zechariah 6 through 8 from the New International Version. Let's begin. Zechariah chapter 6. I looked up again, and there before me were four chariots coming out from between two mountains, mountains of bronze. The first chariot had red horses, the second black, the third white, and the fourth dappled, all of them powerful. I asked the angel who was speaking to me, "What are these, my lord?" The angel answered me, "These are the four spirits of heaven, going out from standing in the presence of the Lord of the whole world. The one with the black horses is going toward the north country, the one with the white horses toward the west, and the one with the dappled horses toward the south." When the powerful horses went out, they were straining to go throughout the earth. And he said, "Go throughout the earth." So they went throughout the earth. Then he called to me, "Look, those going toward the north country have given my spirit rest in the land of the north." The word of the Lord came to me, "Take silver and gold from the exiles Heldai, Tobijah, and Judea, who have arrived from Babylon. Go the same day to the house of Josiah, son of Zephaniah. Take the silver and gold and make a crown, and set it on the head of the high priest Joshua, son of Jozadak. Tell him this is what the Lord Almighty says. Here is the man whose name is the Branch, and he will branch out from his place and build the temple of the Lord. It is he who will build the temple of the Lord, and he will be clothed with majesty and will sit and rule on his throne. And he will be a priest on his throne, and there will be harmony between the two. The crown will be given to Heldai, Tobijah, Judea, and Hen, son of Zephaniah, as a memorial in the temple of the Lord. Those who are far away will come and help to build the temple of the Lord, and you will know that the Lord Almighty has sent me to you. This will happen if you diligently obey the Lord your God." Zechariah chapter 7. In the fourth year of King Darius, the word of the Lord came to Zechariah on the fourth day of the ninth month, the month of Kislev. The people of Bethel had sent Sherezer and Regem-Melech, together with their men, to entreat the Lord by asking the priests of the house of the Lord Almighty and the prophets, "Should I mourn and fast in the fifth month, as I have done for so many years?" Then the word of the Lord Almighty came to me, "Ask the people of the land and the priests, 'When you fasted and mourned in the fifth and seventh months for the past 70 years, was it really for me that you fasted? And when you were eating and drinking, were you not just feasting for yourselves? Are these not the words of the Lord proclaimed through the earlier prophets when Jerusalem and its surrounding towns were at rest and prosperous, and the Negev and the western foothills were settled?" And the word of the Lord came again to Zechariah, "This is what the Lord Almighty said, 'Administer true justice. Show mercy and compassion to one another. Do not oppress the widow or the fatherless, the foreigner or the poor. Do not plot evil against each other.' But they refused to pay attention. Stubbornly they turned their backs and covered their ears. They made their hearts as hard as flint and would not listen to the law or to the words that the Lord Almighty had sent by His Spirit through the earlier prophets. So the Lord Almighty was very angry. When I called, they would not listen. So when they called, I would not listen, says the Lord Almighty. I scattered them with a whirlwind among all the nations where they were strangers. The land they left behind them was so desolate that no one traveled through it. This is how they made the pleasant land desolate." Zechariah chapter 8. The word of the Lord Almighty came to me. This is what the Lord Almighty says, "I am very jealous for Zion. I am burning with jealousy for her. This is what the Lord says, I will return to Zion and dwell in Jerusalem. Then Jerusalem will be called the Faithful City, and the mountain of the Lord Almighty will be called the Holy Mountain. This is what the Lord Almighty says, Once again, men and women of ripe old age will sit in the streets of Jerusalem, each of them with cane in hand because of their age. The city streets will be filled with boys and girls playing there. This is what the Lord Almighty says. It may seem marvelous to the remnant of the people at that time, but will it seem marvelous to me, declares the Lord Almighty? This is what the Lord Almighty says. I will save my people from the countries of the east and the west. I will bring them back to live in Jerusalem. They will be my people, and I will be faithful and righteous to them as their God. This is what the Lord Almighty says. Now hear these words. Let your hands be strong so that the temple may be built. This is also what the prophets said who were present when the foundation was laid for the house of the Lord Almighty. Before that time there were no wages for people or hire for animals. No one could go about their business safely because of their enemies, since I had turned everyone against their neighbor. But now I will not deal with the remnant of this people as I did in the past, declares the Lord Almighty. The seed will grow well, the vine will yield its fruit, the ground will produce its crops, and the heavens will drop their dew. I will give all these things as an inheritance to the remnant of this people. Just as you, Judah and Israel, have been a curse among the nations, so I will save you, and you will be a blessing. Do not be afraid, but let your hands be strong. This is what the Lord Almighty says. Just as I had determined to bring disaster on you and showed no pity when your ancestors angered me, says the Lord Almighty, so now I have determined to do good again to Jerusalem and Judah. Do not be afraid. These are the things you are to do. Speak the truth to each other and render true and sound judgment in your courts. Do not plot evil against each other, and do not love to swear falsely. I hate all this, declares the Lord. The word of the Lord Almighty came to me. This is what the Lord Almighty says. The fasts of the 4th, 5th, 7th, and 10th months will become joyful and glad occasions and happy festivals for Judah. Therefore love, truth, and peace. This is what the Lord Almighty says. Many peoples and the inhabitants of many cities will yet come. And the inhabitants of one city will go to another and say, Let us go at once to entreat the Lord and seek the Lord Almighty. I myself am going. And many peoples and powerful nations will come to Jerusalem to seek the Lord Almighty and to entreat Him. This is what the Lord Almighty says. In those days, 10 people from all languages and nations will take firm hold by one Jew by the hem of his robe and say, Let us go with you because we have heard that God is with you. You know, there are few things more rewarding than knowing that your hard work is appreciated and valued. Don't you agree? My book, Webb's Easy Bible Names Pronunciation Guide, was a labor of love for me that I devoted 2 years of my life to. I can't tell you how many hours it took, but I know it's in the thousands. So much research. And it really makes me feel good when I read reviews like this. Wanda said over on Amazon, This reference book met my expectations. It's easy to use and makes pronunciation of unfamiliar names very clear. Well, that's it. That's exactly why I wrote the book. If you've been on the fence wondering if it can really be that easy to say any name in the Bible, take it from Wanda and the other folks who have left reviews like this over at Amazon. And if you need to see for yourself, I'd like to give you a free chapter. All the names that begin with the letter A. That's somewhere in the neighborhood of 700 names. I've forgotten the exact amount, but when you see how easy it is, I think you'll agree that Webb's Easy Bible Names Pronunciation Guide deserves a place in your library and would make a great Christmas gift. Just go to easybiblenamesguide.com. Thanks. May God richly bless the reading of His Word. As we saw in the previous chapters, the Messiah, Jesus, was prophesied again in today's reading. Today we saw Him in chapter 6. There He's referred to as the branch who would build the temple of the Lord. Well, what temple did Jesus build? The church. We are the temple of the Holy Spirit, according to Paul in 1 Corinthians 6:19. And then moving on to chapter 7, the Lord, through Zechariah, said that His people had ignored Him, so He ignored them and scattered them among the nations. But in chapter 8, He once again said how much He loves them, and then makes 9 more statements that demonstrates that love, so that they would not be discouraged by the punishment they had received because of their disobedience. And isn't that how a loving father disciplines his child? How terrible it is when a parent allows a child to lose hope, to doubt that he or she is still loved. Discipline should always be couched in love, and the child should always have that love reinforced. This is what God has always done for us, His children. What do you think? Write to me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. Christmas is fast approaching, but there's still time to buy Webb's Easy Bible Names Pronunciation Guide for the Bible student on your list. You can get the PDF or the book at easybiblenamesguide.com. I'll see you tomorrow. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Thank you for being here. Bye.